Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
Horse racing full of unsung heroes, including my special guest here this morning, Lena L'Oreal, who is the longtime exercise rider for Hall of Fame trainer Shug McGahee. Began working with Shug in 1984 after moving from her native Sweden. She is still with him today. Shug says she is an integral part of his success in his Hall of Fame career. And Lena, this week's unsung hero. Lena, thanks for taking the time. Appreciate the visit.
Oh, sure.
You know, 37 years is an awful long time to do anything, but to be an exercise rider for a man of the stature and an operation the stature of Shug McGahee, boy, what a ride this has been, huh?
Yes, I mean, I'm so lucky because I get to work with some of the very best horses, and we have all the best resources, so that makes my job a lot easier, too. They come from
good
farms. How
does a girl from...
Yes?
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, it's good. You go.
How does a girl from Sweden end up working with such a prestigious operation like Shug McGahee?
Well, when I first... I traveled in Europe for a couple of years with a girlfriend. And then my girlfriend said, we need to go to America too. So I said, okay, I'm going to go for 6 months. And then when I came over here, at first I freelanced for a couple of months. And then Shug needed somebody to go to Florida. And that's why I approached him about coming with a job.
Wow, and still 37 years later, the relationship still stands and still going strong. He sings your praises. When I reached out to him and asked him if there was anybody he could think of that deserved to be an unsung hero on this particular segment, he immediately sent back to me and gave me your name and your number, and he is so proud of you, Lena.
Well, I'm proud to be part of the team, you know, that we can work together and have... Because it's teamwork. Everybody's important. Everybody has to do their work. And then, of course, you have to have good horses to get to the top level, which is where we like to be.
How do you describe your role as an exercise rider?
I'm a little bit of a teacher. Like, you work with, your horses are like young children, and my job is to get them ready for the races. Now, some of them you can teach them in one day. You just show them one time, and they know exactly what to do. And some of them you have to practice over and over and over again, just like how children can be. Not everybody learns the same way. So but my job is
well,
very
such a great way to put
there's always
it.
Something going on.
Yeah, it's such a great way to put it. I love that, being a teacher, working with these young horses, getting them to develop mentally and physically. I would imagine it's about both of those, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's, I think, is the biggest difference between regular horses, good horses, and really great horses. The great horses have a special mind. They have a special mindset. They usually really enjoy their work. They understand what you want to do. So a lot of times my job is easy because they already want to do right. No, and those are the other horses that you really have to practice with and have to do the things a lot more slower. It's more of a challenge. Because talent only
gets
you so
far. Okay, so if you are... Yeah. There has to be more development. If you're the teacher, tell me about some of your prized pupils, if you will.
Well, there's been a lot of them. I have, but two horses that I've worked with are in the Hall of Fame, so I guess I have to mention them. That was Elure and Personal Ensign. Lure was a lot of fun, though. I had him from when he was when he first came into the track, and I had him his whole career. But he was fun to work with. He knew he was good, and obviously everybody could see how good he was too. But he knew he was good, so he was a lot of fun. Like, he'd take you to a lot of places, you get to run in the best races. So I would have to say he's probably number one that way.
And Personal Ensign, she doesn't take a back seat to many. Tell me about working with Personal Ensign.
Well, she was not that fun, maybe, to work with. She was pretty bossy, which most good fillies are. You know, it was sort of her way. And there was always a lot of pressure with her because, you know, when you're perfect all the time, everybody wants to see you stub your toe. You know, so you knew every time you went over there, there was a chance that it was not going to be perfect today. And I would have to give a lot of credit too to Randy Romero that rode her all but the first race to keep up with the pressure, and we all could work together.
Did you feel some pressure when you were getting on her in the mornings?
Yes. I mean, it's more serious than just going out there and, you know, Chuck wants it to be done right every day. He doesn't want you to come back and say, "Oh, I don't feel so good today." And that comes with almost all the better horses, you know. I mean, a lot of these horses are worth a lot of money, too. It's not like you just, you know, somebody's trusting you with their prize possession.
That's a great way to put it, and it's so true. Lena L'Oreal, the longtime exercise rider for Hall of Fame trainer Shug McGahee, she has done this since 1984, and what a ride it has been. You heard her talk about some of her prize pupils as she looks at herself as a teacher, as an exercise rider, Lure and Personal Ensign. Lena, who are a couple others that are always going to hold a special place in your heart?
I would say Dispute. She won the Kentucky Oaks, and I think that for me was the biggest thrill I've had in racing. But there are so many horses, and some horses on some levels, they're not that talented, but they give you all they have, so they have a special place too. You know, but I think not only good with me, but then they go on and they have a big impact on the racing game.
So Dispute winning the Kentucky Oaks would be a bigger moment for you than Hall of Famer Personal Ensign remaining undefeated in that Breeders' Cup at Churchill Downs.
Oh, I'll tell you, when she won, I thought I was 1 inch away from disaster.
Really?
So I would say when she won, I was relieved.
What a moment. And there have been so many special moments for you.
Yes.
And this is really a family affair for you, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, my not only at work, but my husband works in racing, and now my daughter goes to University of Louisville, and she studies equine for the racing program. She actually had you as a guest speaker, I think.
She probably did. I've done that a couple of times, actually, for U of L.
Yes. Yep. So, yes,
wow.
We're a whole racetrack family. As far as work, too, there's a racing family because a lot of the people I work with have not only worked for Shug for a long time, but the horses are generational horses that you get that keep coming. And that's exciting.
What's the most rewarding part of the job for you, considering the fact that you stay behind the scenes, you're out of the day-to-day spotlight? What's the most rewarding part of being an exercise rider?
Oh. Well, it's always rewarding to see them do well. But a lot of times you really have to enjoy when it's really good because you do a lot of work and not all the horses come through for you. So you really enjoy the special moments when there are really, truly special moments at the track. because that's what we work for, to win the big races.
Yeah, no doubt about it. When you started, Lena, at the age of 13, working around horses in Sweden before you came to the United States, was this always a dream of yours to be around horses and do something with horses as your lifelong career?
No. And I think my mother usually tells me that if she had known that I was going to do this my whole life, she wouldn't have let me do it. I think I thought, too, that after a few years of traveling and riding that I would go back home and get a real life. But no, I just I consider myself so lucky. I'm very excited to come to work every day. You know, there's always, with my job, there's always something going on. It's never boring. And sometimes you can have the best day or the worst day. And but you all know there's always tomorrow. Tomorrow there's something else going on. So, you know, that I like.
Yeah, it is such a rewarding profession. There are highs, there are lows. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But it is so rewarding. And I can imagine for you as a teacher, when your kids go out there and perform well in the afternoons, there's probably no greater satisfaction than that.
Right. And then, like I said, you're part of a team. You have a groom behind them that has been working with them. Obviously, Shug is always the one that decides what we do. But it's everybody's working together. And that's what's rewarding.
So if your daughter came to you and said, Ma, I want to be an exercise rider for a living, what do you tell her?
No, I don't think she wants to do that. She wants to be in racing, but she does not. She doesn't really know what she wants to do. She wants to be in racing, but she's done photography. She does a little bit of, she works a little bit everywhere, trying different things. I think she actually wants to work on the front side of the races.
Wow.
More putting the races together. But I will tell you, for me, the racetrack, everything I have in my life is because of the racetrack. So if she wants to be part of the racetrack as a career, I would have no problem with it.
Yeah, well said. Lena L'Oreal, here on this Unsung Heroes segment presented by Claiborne. She is, as you can tell, one of racing's unsung heroes. Lena, I say it every week. There are so many people in our sport that make this sport a success, and it is not possible without each and every one of them. And you've alluded to it a couple of times. There are grooms. There are exercise riders. There are trainers. There are assistant trainers. It takes a village, and you are very much a part of that. And congratulations on being an unsung hero.
Well, thank you very much. Very nice of you.
Yeah, and thank you for being here, and thank you for all of your hard work and dedication to this sport. Keep it up, and many more years to come. Let's go win some more races, Lena.
Yes, my pleasure.
All right, thank you so much, Lena L'Oreal, here on Unsung Heroes, presented by Claiborne. This segment comes your way every other week here on the Equine Forum, and it is such a delight to visit with people like Lena and hear their stories. Really a privilege to be able to bring you those stories. Our sport is filled with unsung heroes, which is the exact reason I decided to create this segment. If you know someone you feel should be recognized as an unsung hero in our sport, nominate them today. All you have to do is email me their story. You can do it, mike@horseracingradio.net. That's mike@horseracingradio.net. Send me their story, and I will do my best to recognize them during these unsung hero segments in the weeks and the months ahead. I'll be back with more right after this quick word from Claiborne.
This proven son of Giants Causeway has sired 6 millionaires, including Claiborne Farm stallion Lee. Recent top runners include graded stakes winner Plum Ali.
But it's going to be Plum Ali, and she's now 3-for-3.
Sharp Samurai, international star Shivaji, and Birdie Queen. Plus these standout performers. In the ring, his yearlings sold up to $260,000. First Samurai, standing at Claiborne Farm.